few years ago, I had the privilege to go out to the old folk home, there in my hometown. And I decided that day that I'd take my Bible with me, because I realized that many people out there that had been left alone for a long time would have loved to hear the word of God. And that morning I stood there by the bedside of this mother. And I said, "Mother, how long have you been out here?" And this mother told me, said, "Sister Cease, I've been out here a long time." I said, "Well, how many children do you have? Where are your sons? Where are your daughters?" And that mother told me that day, "My children put me in this place a long time ago. They haven't been back to see about me." And you know, just thinking about that, I'm reminded today of a little story that I heard a lady tell me. And I heard this story. She said that there was a mother that had two sons. One of the sons was interested in himself. That son loved his mama so much. He said, "Mama, one day I'm gonna grow up. I'm going to college. I wanna be somebody. I wanna take care of you like you've been taking care of me." But that other brother was not conscientious about himself. He was no good. Stayed in trouble all the time. That mama had to always go to court getting that son out of trouble. Son for you. I'm told tonight those boys grew up. One went to college. That no good son left home. Oh Lord. That mama worked her fingers to the bones. Sent that son to school. She got on her knees and scrubbed floors. She climbed ladders and washed windows. Hung out home. Yes, she did. Working her fingers to the bone. I want my son to be somebody. After about 8 long years, that son came home. He said, "Mama, I'm a doctor now. I've got MD behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher. Yeah, I'm told tonight. To come and live with us. Help us to take care of our children." As the years went on by and their children grew up, I'm told tonight, even though they were at school age, that school teacher went to her husband and said, "Honey, your mama's in the way now. I think you ought to get rid of her. We can get somebody else to do this job. There are other young girls in college that could work their way through school on this very job. Your mama uses bad English. She uses this and that and ain't and it. I'm trying to teach my children to use good language." Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. That son went to his mama. Said, "Mama. Yeah. I was talking with my wife. And she seemed to feel now that you're getting in the way around the house. We don't have anything else to do. You're using bad English. We don't want this to rub off on our children. I'm gonna take you to an old folk home. Yeah. I'm told tonight that mama began to cry. She looked at her hands. They were all worn and wrinkled. Fingers for that son. Oh yes, she had. She began to pack her clothes up. While packing those clothes, the devil came and whispered in her ear. Say, "You see that old lady? It hasn't been worth it. Look at all you've done for this boy. He's getting ready to throw down." Yeah. Let me tell you what happened. Wait a minute. That mama packed her clothes. Tears streaming down. Good God Almighty. That son came back to a choir and tried to make things sound good. He said, "Mama, in your room out there, I'm gonna have your color television. You're gonna have nurses around the clock." Look at him trying to make it sound. You're gonna have everything that you want. That mama just kept on packing. She just kept on crying. Lord. On the next day, the son knocked on the door. So mama, I'm ready to take you now. Then mama walked out of the house, got in that long limousine. They started down the road, going to that old folk home. Glory be to God. I'm told tonight, while she was riding, she just kept on crying. That son tried to fix it up. He said, mama, don't cry. Everything is gonna be all right. Glory be to God. I'm gonna come and visit you every day. I'm gonna bring the children by every now and then. But then mama just kept on crying. Lord. And by the time they'd gotten almost there, that mama looked up the road and saw an old ragged car coming. Greeted one another with a kiss. That old no good son said, mama, I was on my way to see you. How have you been doing? Yeah. Let me tell you what happened. That son pulled his brother over and said, brother, where are you taking my mama? I want to know where you're going with my mama. That doctor told his brother, said, brother, let me explain it to you. Mama's old fogey, and she's old timey, and she gets in the way around the house. She uses bad English. Glory to God. I'm successful now. Look at me. I'm wearing good suits. Yeah. And I'm in the big society clothes. Lord Jesus. I'm taking mama to the old folk home. Yeah. Son looked over at his mama, said, mama, I'm not riding in a limousine. My car's no good. The tires are all worn out. But come on and go home with me. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Mama, look at me. I've been a failure all of my life. I gave you a lot of trouble. Come on and go home with me. That's my mama. That's my mama. Oh, wait a minute. I heard that old no good son say, mama, I don't eat steaks. I can't afford to eat the best of food. I eat beans out of the can. If you don't mind that, come on and go home with me. Got a bag, got in that old ragged car. They rode down that road. Yeah. And I heard that old son say, glory to God, I'm a stranger. Don't try me.